You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
No, not going anywhere. Here I am. Thank you all for tuning in. We know you have plenty of other choices, but I am so honored that you would listen to my show and keep listening after all these years. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And of course, I want to thank Genesis Communications Network for putting me up on their network and allowing me to join their family. I'm like the little runt of the family, but you know what? You know what? I'll say my piece. They're allowing me at the dinner table, so that's nice. That's nice. But the great group of people. We got Kyle with us tonight. George did some work on the show, which is wonderful. And yes, we've got a great group of guys, Charlie, Donovan, everybody. So I just want to thank everyone, but especially thank you all for listening. Here we are to take your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like just one in seven U.S. workers are normal weight and without a health issue, which means six out of seven American workers are either overweight or they have a medical condition. That means we're pretty unhealthy. Six out of seven of us are that unhealthy? Really? We're going to talk about that. Pretty scary stuff. Also, I want to talk about that the same bacteria that may cause our dental plaque or appendicitis may actually be linked to colon cancer. So it makes you want to brush your teeth a little bit more. And then I guess somebody cloned a coyote out of a dog using a dog egg. We'll talk about that. And depending on the bacteria in our gut, we may or may not be able to respond to our cholesterol medication. They found that certain statins may respond to certain gut flora. Interesting stuff. So, well, I find it interesting. So, that's what we're going to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you have a medical question, a comment, anything you want to talk about. I was at the, one of the Mitt Romney, events today. I'm just really, really intrigued by our, front runners. Now, Herman Cain, Mitt Romney, I'm so fascinated by what Newt Gingrich has to say and Ron Paul. So, it's kind of interesting, but, I was really close. I was up front. I was up front in the Mitt Romney thing, you know, very handsome. Handshake, very strong handshake, very firm. Man has, you know, he's a lot of confidence. I'm going to try to get him on the show. I want to talk to him about his healthcare plans and how he's going to fix it. I'd love to hear what he has to say. I want to also probably get Herman Cain on the show soon. So we are working on that. I'm having my producer work on that. So we are going to rock and roll. I'd love to also hear, you know, Ron Paul's ideas. But I know there's another debate coming on Tuesday. And I hope that, it's tough because, like I said, you know, a politician can't say they're going to fix it because it can't. That would be lying. You can't fix our healthcare system overnight. This is going to take decades to do. But saying something like that won't get them elected. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what their ideas are. And I hope they concentrate on healthcare. I'm not too sure. All right. You know, speaking of health issues, Steve Jobs, very interesting. A researcher from Harvard Medical School, Dr. Ramsey Omri, said Steve Jobs actually shunned conventional medicine in favor of alternative medicine during his bout with pancreatic cancer, and that's what caused him to have an early death. So when I heard that, I was like, really? Now, they aren't saying what alternative medicine or complementary medicine Steve Jobs chose. They aren't telling us in this. I'm dying to find out. But they said he had refused conventional treatment, especially over the last year. Now, I mean, I know he had a Whipple procedure. I know he had a liver transplant. I mean, it sounds like he allowed medical doctors to do, you know, to do their thing. But I'm very interested to see what alternative treatments he chose and what medical treatments he decided not to pursue. But that's an interesting claim. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So what do we do if six out of seven U.S. workers are obese and with a chronic health issue, but only one in seven are okay? Well, obviously, that's going to pose a problem for Obamacare because we need healthy people, you know, putting money into the system. If six out of seven U.S. workers are obese and have a chronic health issue, then that's obviously going to put them at a higher rate. They're going to need more medical care. They're going to have more chronic issues. So that's kind of interesting. Now, I understand the push to get people healthier, stop the obesity, prevent the obesity, do preventative type medicine. And we are. I mean, something is wrong. Something is really wrong if 6 out of 7 of us that are working right now are going to be a drain on the system. Yes, absolutely. And if 6 out of 7 of us have some sort of a medical condition or but now, what are they considered a medical condition? High blood pressure, diabetes, right? It's not going into too much detail, this article here from Wall Street Journal. However, you know, if you really think about it, you know, how many of you in your 40s or 50s, you have something? I mean, when I have a 45-year-old man, I have to say it is a rare day in June if they have absolutely no medical issues, no medications. They're healthy. I have a couple people, they run, they eat very healthy, have more of a vegetarian diet than meat products. But I got to say it's few and far between. Most of my patients have either high blood pressure or diabetes, high cholesterol especially. My women, anemia. Fibroids, gynecological issues. Well, of course, Dr. Dahlia, you're seeing sick people. You're a doctor. Well, true. I mean, I'm not seeing the well people. But, you know, I see these people for work physicals. I see these people for work notes. I see these people for the flu shot. I see these people for routine pap smears. And, yeah, most of them have something. Most of them are taking a medication or for something or taking a supplement for something. So we need to keep that in mind when we're trying to decide what we're going to do with healthcare. Because if the average American isn't healthy and a third of Americans don't pay taxes, there's going to be a big problem funding any sort of healthcare system. And they're going to have to come up with something. Yeah, I heard about Herman Cain's 999 plan. I like it. I like it a lot. I got to tell you, I am pretty impressed. I can't stand it when I hear people say they don't like any of the people running. I have to admit, I see good points in all of them. I'm pretty excited this year. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A radiation hot spot in Tokyo coming up next. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Dr. Dolly Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know we are all stunned from this weekend's crash where Dan Weldon died. 15-car pileup on the raceway in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, I'm from Las Vegas, or Las Vegas Motor Speedway. In fact, I was going to be there over the weekend. Sometimes KDWN, my flagship, has an event, and we love to stay and watch the races. And it just is so chilling, you know, to know that Dan Weldon had blogged earlier, you know, that day regarding, you know, his concern with the speed in his car. And I guess there was, I believe, one more car than the usual 33, 34 for the Indy race. And I've been watching the news closely, and they're concerned that it was a racetrack and that the racetrack was had too tight a turn, and the oval build, you know, should not have been used for the Indy race. I don't know much about that. I don't. All I know is this was very tragic. This was so shocking. And I don't understand how any car gets out of that. I've seen crashes all the time, and I'm amazed that people can climb out of fiery cars after being flipped and thrown in the air. I've always been amazed. I didn't realize that, you know, there's certain races where there's certain ways to have these cars race such that one doesn't trigger this chain reaction. But, again, Rollin Shock and, you know, our hearts go out to Dan Weldon's family, and may he rest in peace. Just so tragic. He died at age 33. Okay, so very interesting. There's a radiation little hotspot, they say, in Tokyo, but it has nothing to do with the Fukushima disaster that happened in March when the tsunami and earthquake hit the area. They said this little radiation hotspot was caused by old glass bottles stored in a wooden box in the basement of an empty property. The previous owner is a 90-year-old woman. She doesn't know what those bottles were doing there. But the inspectors believe the bottles contained radium, a radioactive material used in the past, as they said, self-luminous paint for watches. So it might have had radium-laced paint. So odd. Now they say it's caesium is what they're concerned about floating around from the Fukushima disaster. And, you know, there's been stories and there's been reports that meat and water and vegetables and tea and seafood have been tainted, you know, with radiation. But this shouldn't be there. So if you hear that there's other parts of Japan having these radiation hotspots, I just want to clarify this one supposedly is from radium and not the other one from the Fukushima plant. Just, oh, crazy stuff. All right. Okay, so let's talk about this. Depending on the type of bacteria you have in your stomach could decide if your statin or cholesterol medicine would work. All right? Apparently, the gut bacteria makes certain bile acids, okay? And I believe these bile acids, don't make me pronounce it, lithocholic acid, taurolithocholic acid, and okay. Guys, check your radios. You got a problem with your radios. All right. Now, apparently what they have found is people's LDL. Now, remember, we're taking this cholesterol medicine to lower your LDL. And they say people's LDL levels went down after taking Zocor had higher levels of bacteria-derived bile acids from these three specific gut bacteria. So there's certain gut bacteria that what I understand is almost competing. And so if you have these bile acids produced in individuals who don't respond well on statins, they say it competes with the statin in binding to certain cells because they mimic the medication. So the medication doesn't work as well in these people that have the bacteria making these bile acids. Okay, so what does all this mean? Bile acid, bacteria, gut. What it means is later what they may do, which could actually save money. This actually may be nice, is a way to test the patient before you give them the cholesterol medicine. And test them to see if they have these certain gut bacteria. And if they do, then you know that you may have to do a higher dose or you may have to treat them in combination with a statin and something else. But here's my problem with this. I don't think I have ever had a patient that didn't respond to a cholesterol medication, a statin. I don't think I have ever had a patient in the history of my doing medicine in the last 10, 15 years when statins, you know, came out and was used pretty frequently, actually have hardly any result with the statin. I've had people get muscle aches. I've had people, you know, have some liver enzyme issues, but I've never had a person where it didn't work. So my issue is, are there really that many people out there where you take a cholesterol medication and your cholesterol doesn't budge? I mean, nothing happens. So, but I like the idea of screening people and not assuming that one pill fixes all. I actually commend that because I can't stand that we in medicine just kind of treat everybody the same. Well, it worked for your next door neighbor, so it's going to work for you. I think everybody's different. Okay, now speaking of bacteria in the gut, they think fusiform bacteria, right, who is pretty active in gum disease and appendicitis, may be linked to colon cancer. They found fusiform bacteria tied to strains of two inflammatory bowel diseases, ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And we all know people with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease are at risk for colon cancer. So what they, I hope they just come up with an antibiotic, but they're not doing that. What they want to do is they want to identify people that have the bacteria. That's what they're doing now. The U.S. group compared tissues, finding cancerous and healthy regions of the colons, so, you know, stretched out the DNA, theorized, which is kind of nice or whatever. But what are they going to do with this information? What do you do? If you do carry this fusiform bacteria, what does it, you know, do? Well, again, this could then maybe be another type of screen. Maybe what they could do is if you carry this type of bacteria, maybe then rather than getting your colon, you know, your colonoscopy every 10 years, maybe they'll screen you every 5 years. So again, you know, they could test for bacteria pretty easily and pretty inexpensively. All right. My problem is, you know, the average person doesn't really go and get their colonoscopy. All right. And I think that's an understatement. I think more than average people, more than the average person does not go and get screened. All right. But, you know, some of you maybe will do a breathalyzer or however else they do it. All right. So when they looked at tissues of 9 people, and that's it, 9? Oh, no. Then 95 more, they say. I don't understand these studies. Oh, my gosh. They said they found a spike in fusiform species, especially Fusobacterium nucleatum, Fusobacterium mortiferum, and Fusobacterium necrophorum in diseased tissue. Wow. All right. Boy, I would hate to have Fusobacterium necrophorum. That sounds disgusting. All right. So, you know what? If they could detect the bacteria, screen you better for cancer, I'm for it. I think it's great. Hey, I go for my colonoscopies. Look, just because I tell everybody, it's not a do as I say, not as I do type of thing. I do my colonoscopies. And one day we'll actually do one on air. Why not? All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, 7,000 people might have been exposed to HIV at an Ottawa medical facility. All right. Apparently, they found that there were lapses of time when there was improper cleaning of equipment and inadequate sterilization. All right. They don't know if anybody has contracted the disease, but they've sent letters out and they're going to be testing 7,000 Canadians for hepatitis B, C, and HIV. All right. You see, you know what they need to do? They need to put cameras on the staff that are doing the cleaning and sterilizing. They do. And then they need to do quality control and take a look at the video. And when they rate the person for their quarterly review, they do a checklist and see if the employee did what they were supposed to. I mean, I am really for cameras in the workplace. Now, not in the bathroom. You do need a private area. But I really think there should be cameras in the workplace and see what they're doing, especially when we're talking about people's lives. And I can't tell you how many people do things halfway. Our lab is right in the open, so anybody cleaning, we can see. But even more so, no matter whatever they clean, we then throw in the autoclave and sterilize. So we double do. So just in case somebody could possibly have been halfway, we can autoclave and still kill off anything else. But, I mean, I take that stuff seriously. I could not imagine running a facility where possibly 7,000 patients could have possibly been exposed. Scary stuff. Okay, so when we come back in the news today, they are lowering the age of ADD to 4 years old. We're going to talk about ADHD, how to diagnose them, and if that's a waste of time or if that's something smart to do. We're also going to talk about a mom who's going to donate her uterus to her daughter so she can have a baby. Hopefully they wash it off first. And, you know, we're going to talk about how some of us that have social phobias, agoraphobia, not really want to go out, you know, and deal with people and certain panic issues. We may actually be able to detect it in the teenage years because some of these kids are pretty recluse. All right. So a lot to talk about when we come back. But your medical questions, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Snack on something. Sorry about that. I had to run to my little lunch pail. How you guys doing? Okay. Let me take a look here. I'm so sorry, guys. Man. I said the breaks are getting quicker. Is it me? Am I getting older or the breaks getting quicker? All right. So, I'm out of breath. This is what happens when you're 40 years old, people. You're out of breath. Yeah. You know what? When you eat carbohydrates and you're moving quickly. Now, for somebody like me, moving quickly is like 1 mile an hour. But for somebody else, it's like 5 miles an hour. You get out of breath. Oh, my gosh. Boy. This is wonderful radio, isn't it, people? You are listening to the doctor get out of breath because she ate a carb. Honestly, guys, you got to stay away from the carbs. Okay, let's go to your emails at drdahiah.com, drdahiah.com, which is my website. Or you could call me at 1-877 Doc Dolly. Okay, sweet. Dr. Dahlia, when I saw the doctor, he found that my cholesterol was high. However, he put me on a medication without recommending diet, vegetables, or other changes. Why is that? Okay, so your doctor threw you on a cholesterol medicine without offering diet and exercise. Yeah, that happens a lot. I hate to say that. I've done that, too. Usually, diet and exercise should be first, okay? And, yes, I am following my own advice. I just had to take a snack. Sorry, people, for me to eat. But listen here. If your cholesterol, let's say normal is 200, and your cholesterol is floating in the 300s, that's genetic. And a doctor has to identify if something is genetic or not. Now, mind you, any doctor giving you a prescription for cholesterol medicine should also say you have to do diet and exercise. Okay, they have to. They have to say you need to do diet and exercise, okay? You can't just rely on the pills. You need to change your lifestyles. That's very, very important. But when you have somebody who's LDL, let's say your LDL is 200 when we want you under 100, an LDL of 200, that's pretty genetic, okay? And the reason why we say that is you would have to eat a lot of crap to get that LDL that high. You'd have to. All right. So whenever we see somebody that high, I know in my practice, I'm going to want to intervene quickly because remember, for every day your cholesterol is high, you're clogging your arteries. For every day your cholesterol is high or your triglycerides, your fats are high. So I don't want to mess around. I'm going to tell you something. Whenever I do routine blood work on my patients, if their cholesterol is high and I say, okay, come back in 3 months, I'd say maybe 5 to 10% of them do. And 90 to 95% don't come back. All right. Now, I worry about my patients. I don't want them to get a heart attack. But also, who's going to be responsible and who's going to be liable if they actually have a cardiac event and they never followed back up with you? So when somebody has high cholesterol, depending on the level, now let's say normal is 200 and your level is 215. Okay, let's say your level is 215, you know, then, okay, if that's the case, oh, come on, for 15 points, yeah, diet and exercise. I would have thrown you on a medication for that. So I'd love for you to write me back and tell me exactly what your numbers are. If you could write me back, I would love to see what that is because then that could tell me probably what he's thinking. But, and, you know, if your numbers are, like, I'll have some patients, their triglycerides are in the 2000s and normal is under 150. Really? 2000s, okay, that is a familial hypertriglyceridemia. That is a genetic issue. And if that's the case, I mean, you are primed for a heart attack. You can't mess with that. You can't. So I know people can't stand doctors throwing us on medications. I know that. I know. I don't like it either. I like thinking, you know, just like with menopause, you know, I've been kind of having some hormone changes and some issues. We kind of go through menopause early in our family. But, I mean, I'm going to want to try it without the hormones. I always want to try things without the hormones. You know, if I ever get the diagnosis of diabetes, which everyone in my family gets hit with eventually, again, I'm going to want to try diet and exercise. My problem is I already diet, I already exercise, you know, except for the occasional carb I go run and take in between my breaks, radio breaks. And, you know, I mean, my concern is if I'm already dieting and exercising and these numbers are creeping up, yeah, there may be something genetic and then I need the help of a medication. But, you know, it really all depends on what your level was. But great question. All right. Guys, thank you. Keep those questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So, okay. What's going to happen now with these children? Now, before we go into the ADD, they're saying that maybe many of us that have social disorders like agoraphobia, where we're afraid to, you know, deal with people, or depression or anxiety, you can maybe actually detect earlier with your teenager. Now, your teenager that's shy, kind of hides in their room and doesn't come out, doesn't really talk to you, doesn't, you know, really have a lot of friends, maybe has, you know, one or two best friends, kind of a loner. All right. They're saying that that could possibly imply that that child may later have issues when they're an adult. Now, you see, it's interesting because I see kids, I see the younger kids play and they're more social. And then all of a sudden, kids just turn weird in their high school years. Do you guys notice that? They just turn weird. I mean, my son right now is starting to go through some changes. He's going to be turning 12 this year. And I mean, he is not the... I mean, some days he is, you know, he acts like the way he was when he was 4 or 5, and I love it, although I tell him to grow up. But then on some days he's serious, and, you know, he talks down to me, he talks back at me, and he says, I'm going to my room and slams the door. Again, something, again, my parents wouldn't have tolerated when I grew up. But I'm like, well, wait a second. You know, you used to always come to me. I'm your mama. And so, you know, kids will do that. And I don't know if it's because they're sprouting hair, growing boobies, their body's changing. They're afraid their voice is going to sound like Peter Brady. You know, and maybe they're hormonal and they want to be left alone. You know, I mean, it's very, very common for a lot of us wanting to be left alone when we don't feel right. Okay, your animals will do that too. When your cat's sick or your dog's sick, they want to be left alone. So sometimes when they want to seclude themselves, that, you know, but then you're like, okay, well, what's wrong? And then they don't open up. Very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. I mean, my kid used to tell me everything, and now he clams up. Now, maybe I'm not used to it because he's a son. I know how to deal with girls. I know how to deal with daughters. Or I mean, because I was a girl. I mean, I know how to deal with my sister. But yeah, my brother, you wouldn't know what he was thinking. Wouldn't give you any insight. Nothing. You know, yet my sister, you heard everything. I mean, you heard so much you didn't want to. So the only concern, though, is, you know, when we have a lot of patients who are, you know, in their 20s and 30s and 40s, and, you know, they're having depression, they're having anxiety, they're kind of socially phobic. You know, you want to know, well, what happened years ago? What were you like as a teenager? So for those of you that have a teenager that's, you know, really they doesn't like crowds, doesn't like, you know, I mean, I was the type, like on Glee, I wanted to be in front of an audience. I always have. I wanted an audience. I wanted to be in school plays. I wanted to sing. I wanted to do sports. I just wanted to be out there. But not a lot of kids are like that. And I'm not saying all these kids have psychological issues. I mean, you know, they're probably laying low is the most appropriate thing to do in high school and college, you know, laying low. In fact, I had to learn to lay low. I was starting to come late to medical school. Oh, so that's why Dr. Dahlia. Yeah. No, I know my medical stuff. But listen, I used to come late to medical school and to my classes. So what I decided to do was, I used to come late to my undergrad classes, so in medical school, I didn't want to get in trouble. So I decided to just always be late, even if I didn't have to. Because if I came on time, that would look like such a plus. Yet if you're always on time and you come late, it stands out. So I realized, you know, that you needed to kind of float under the radar. Although in medical school, coming in late to class isn't flying under the radar. I mean, that's actually, you know, for alarm. It didn't work out well. Needless to say, didn't work out well. But I think what happens is high school is so traumatic for us that we may go into our 20s and 30s with that same mentality, you know, and because, you know, the high school kids that were mean and bullied, they're still like that in their 20s and 30s. Not everybody turns cool after they get out of high school. So maybe a lot of people, you're out there at work, you're out there and, you know, your coworkers are just like the way it was in high school. We got to do something about high school. We got to change high school around. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so an Australian woman, 34 years old, was born without a uterus. She has ovaries that produces eggs, but she doesn't have a womb. So what they've done is they've done in vitro fertilization, and they used her mother, as a surrogate. But unfortunately, her mom, was unable to carry the grandchild, which is kind of a little spooky, isn't it? But anyway, so what they're going to do is they're going to take Melinda's mom's uterus. I'm not sure how old the mom is, 50, 60 years old, not sure. And they're going to transplant it to Melinda, who's 34 years old. Now, apparently she hasn't been able to adopt, so she's had other issues. She's tried everything else, but this is going to be the first in Australia, the first womb transplant. So we'll see how it goes. Okay, so sorry about that. Just have to switch gears here. All right, so let's talk about the scientist that has actually cloned coyotes using a dog's egg, all right? Hwan Woo-suk, who was actually stripped of his stem cell research license in 2006 over ethical issues, now claims to successfully clone 8 coyotes using techniques he developed in the first cloning of a dog in 2005. They injected a coyote's somatic cell into a dog's egg and produced a clone embryo. The puppies were born 60 days after we transplanted the embryo into the dog's uterus. All right, so the dog gave birth to, I believe, 6 coyotes. I know the Roadrunner's not going to be liking this one, but do we want this? I mean, do we want dogs to give birth to coyotes? I mean, we have an Australian lady going to have her mother's uterus. I mean, I like that idea. I like that idea because it's Melinda's egg and her husband's sperm. I like that idea. I don't think I like dogs and coyotes, and, you know, coyotes are kind of scary. You know, if you want to make little extra kitty cats, I don't mind that. But I got to tell you, some of these cloning things scare me. I mean, I know it's cool, and I know with my scientific background, I should be more supportive of something like this, but I don't know. I just think it gets a little spooky. Okay, so what are we going to be doing with pediatrics and these kids now 4 years old diagnosed with ADHD? Well, apparently 1 in 10 kids have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, either the hyperactivity, attention deficit, or both. 1 in 10. I don't know. Between the television set, between iPads, phones, computers, we're not keeping their attention up, I guess. I guess we're not. And so pediatricians have now released new guidelines saying we could actually diagnose ADHD as early as age 4. Now, I understand why. What they want to do is if you could diagnose the kid before school age, then you don't have as many issues in school. You could, you know, address it when they're younger. Because usually a kid who's diagnosed at 6 years old with ADHD probably had it when they were 4, right? Here's my problem. Why is ADHD so prevalent? Is it because we as parents aren't, you know, nipping it in the bud? I mean, what's going on? I mean, what blows my mind is when a mom brings a child in saying he has ADD, and I'm looking at this kid, and this kid is playing a video game the whole 30 minutes I'm talking to mom. I'm like, he has attention deficit? Yeah, he doesn't pay attention in school. So the teacher suggests that we put him on Ritalin. Are you kidding me? The kid for 30 minutes played Angry Birds. You know, the kid will go to a movie and watch Iron Man 2 without flinching. Yeah, or what's that new movie that Hugh Jackman's in a robot? I haven't seen it yet because I like to see Hugh Jackman out of armor. I don't think I want to see him covered up. But anyway, I'll probably, you know, entertain the kids and go see it. But I mean, if your child can sit through a 2-hour movie, they don't have attention deficit. What they do have is they have selective attention. All right? They're going to choose to pay attention to something they want to choose, but they're not going to pay attention to school. Now, if a kid can't sit through a movie, a kid can't sit through a TV show, a kid can't sit through a book, okay, there are issues and you need to get them addressed. But when your kid can watch the whole SpongeBob SquarePants front to back, right, with 22 minutes, you know, taking out the commercials, all right, there's obviously an attention span there. My problem is we don't work hard enough. I mean, our kids aren't taught that this is the way life is. You got to go through school. I mean, my kids, they think school is a choice. They're like, but I don't want to do this. And if I don't want to do something, I don't have to. How did I raise my kids to think that? I didn't raise my kids to think they have a choice with school. But for some reason, kids have evolved thinking that they actually get to say if they dislike, they get to voice their opinion. When I grew up, I didn't get to voice my opinion. My parents didn't get to voice their opinion. You did your arithmetic, you did your history, you did your school. And that's the way it is. You know, no argument, end of discussion. You know, now my kids are like, but I don't like the math. I don't want to do it. I don't like listening to the teacher. They feel they're empowered where if they don't like to listen to the teacher, they could turn away. Catholic school, you'd get smacked with a ruler. You got hit. I got spanked in school. I was in public school. And you get spanked if you didn't pay attention. So, all right, so what are the signs? Okay, well, you know, they aren't paying attention. They don't listen when spoken to. They don't follow directions. You know, when you tell your child to do something, try to do it in 2 or 3 tiers where they have to take their socks, their dirty socks, go upstairs, put them in the laundry basket, and come back down. Okay, that's 3 steps. Don't just give them unilateral things to do. You know, get them trained that they have to do 3 things. You know, and sometimes if they forget the second or third step, that could be an issue. Again, they don't like following directions. They don't like doing chores. Often fails to finish chores. Okay, well, that's a typical, typical kid. You know, fails to finish their schoolwork. Well, of course, if SpongeBob SquarePants comes on, they drop the pencil and they run. No TV. When it's homework time, no TV. You know, I mean, except if it's Glee, right? That's okay. All right, they can't organize tasks or activities. Some of us, we just don't organize. But that is a sign. If your child's always disorganized, yes, there could be an issue. They dislike tasks that require mental effort. Okay, this is where I think a lot of kids are being diagnosed with ADHD and may not actually have ADHD. Okay, if they like something, they can put their mind to it. But if they don't like something, their mind wanders. All right, does it mean they have a level of ADHD? Maybe. Does it mean they have to be medicated? I doubt it. All right, I like therapy. I love behavioral therapy, cognitive therapy. I think these kids should be in some sort of therapy. Right? You know, and, you know, teaching, tutoring, you know, something that'll get the kids to learn better study habits. My recommendation with any of these kids is they have to learn to do something even if they don't like it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I see older individuals in my office or in other offices that get fired because they don't like to do filing. Or they don't want to work with the faxes, or they don't, you know, if you are bored with a task, okay, you know, and you're bored with the task in school, that's going to later translate to real life and your job. Now, true, you should find a job that you like, but if you're in between jobs and with this recession, you're taking what you could get, I mean, you're going to have to learn to do a task that may not be that interesting. Why do you think Whistle While You Work came out? Whistle While You Work, when you're cleaning, right, you're cleaning the toilets and you're mopping the floors. That's not fun. That's not fun. But then you whistle while you work. You make a game of it. You sing. You do something. But it just amazes me that kids these days, and even the younger generation, they think they have a choice. There's certain things you have to do. You have to do chores. And I know half of you listening right now, you probably don't have your kids or grandkids do chores. What happened to chores? What happened to that? Kids are getting allowances for doing nothing? I see that. I see my husband give my kids money. I'm like, what did they do? What did they do to earn that? They need to earn a $5 bonus. They need to earn that. Well, they did their homework. They did their homework. They don't get to live here if they don't do their homework. I just think we're going about it all wrong. Okay, so we talked about this on the show before. You know, what do you do to treat it? Well, we know boys usually are a little bit more hyperactive, whereas girls maybe a little bit more inattentive. Girls seem to daydream, but when they're inattentive, boys seem to fiddle, they say. Boys seem to have more issues at school. You know, honestly, guys, I think giving that kid a really good talking to and grounding the heck out of them will get him to pay a little more attention to their teacher. All right, guys, we're going to be back with another hour. If this is your stop, you all have a great day. If not, still join us. We've got another hour to go on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on a meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest style chicken, teriyaki style chicken, stroganoff style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.